The views and opinions expressed by guests on the TWBC podcast are solely those of the guest and do not necessarily reflect the views of nor constitute an endorsement by the host, TWBC, or the advertisers.
National championships, Confederation championships, World championships, major professional events. For over three decades, he has been there for many of the sport's greatest moments. And now he brings you even closer to the movers and shakers in the world of high echelon tournament water skiing. From the founder and creator of the Water Ski Broadcasting Company comes the TWBC Podcast. And now here's your host, Tony Lightfoot.
Well, greetings one and all. My name is the aforementioned Tony Lightfoot. Credit there to Kevin Gallagher for providing a rather dramatic... Yes, introduction to the brand new TWBC podcast. This is the first episode proper. And on the run-up to Christmas, I'll be interviewing individually some professional skiers, up to about 25 or so far, asking them some rather out-of-the-ordinary questions which delve into their psyche. And those episodes are in the midst of being produced as we speak. But in the meantime, I want to give you a little bit of a taste of what you can expect from our pro skiers. And I figured that the best person to kind of bounce that off with is one of the main folks at TWBC. He's been around at TWBC for quite a while now. He is none other than Vincent Stadelbauer. How are you doing this evening, sir?
Good, Tony. Thanks for having me. I'm doing good right now in Claremont, Florida, and getting things ready for next year. So,
all right then. So a lot to look forward to. We've got a little bit of a list of tournaments that we predict to be broadcasting from. Nothing firm as yet, and certainly nothing that we can release at this time. But we're certainly looking forward to a better season in 2021 compared to season 2020. Even though it's hard to match the amount of events that we did in this past season, even considering the COVID. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah, no, definitely. I mean, we got very lucky. It looked like it was going to be a great year for us before COVID. And then COVID hit, and everything went south. But organizer managed to still put events at the end of the year, and we managed to go and webcast them. And I mean, we had at the end the same amount of event in 2020 that we had in 2019, and definitely even more excitement. You know, I mean, we did every single pro event except Mumbai Masters. Was a great boost for us, was a great boost for professional skiing in general. So hopefully we can match that onto next year with even more event and even more exciting stuff, hopefully.
All right, then. I'm certainly in total agreement with you in that one. So whilst we wait for 2021 to come to pass, and we got the events going on there, we figured why not get the TWBC podcast up and running, try and give you some content a little bit there. And as I mentioned, I am in the process of interviewing quite a few skiers to get their take on just some general questions, you know, and kind of delve into their psyche a little bit more. Not the standard questions that you typically hear from me on the announcing platform at those events, you know, like how deep is your fin, you know, and how far forward you got your boots on your slalom ski or anything like that. But something a little bit more generic, and certainly something out of the ordinary. And my best test pilot that I can throw these questions to is on the other end of this telephone line. So are you ready for some out of the ordinary questions, Vince?
I don't think you can be ready for that, but I'll give it my best.
All right, then. Let's have a look. Okay. What is the biggest high-pressure situation you've ever found yourself in?
King of Darkness, 2018, running the webcast, had to play the national anthem.
Oh, wow.
Biggest pressure. You were there. You know that the pressure was high.
Oh, yes.
We had a What a computer that wasn't properly dialed in, and we had to play the national anthem, and it took a bit of time before going out, but it finally went out. But yeah, it was a lot of pressure. I mean, we had Steve that was kind of on us from the beginning of the event, and we had to play the national anthem. A lot of people at the lake. Computer was a little slow, but luckily it played. So it's a high pressure moment that ended up well, luckily for us.
All right, then. I certainly agree with that one. That was, what was it, about 2017, 2018, and in a rather pretty cold night as well. I mean, we were like bundled up in jackets and that kind of stuff. It wasn't your typical weather that you would associate with Florida, but the event went well, all things considered. A little bit of a hiccup at the beginning, but that event went pretty well.
That's where we learned the most, is in those moments, huh?
Absolutely.
We make sure we work hard enough so that it don't happen again. Let's put it this way.
Yeah. You learn from those experiences. Okay, let's have a look at this next question. Who do you seek most for advice?
Who do I seek most for advice? To be honest, I don't think, and I mean, I think you spend enough time with me to know that I don't really take advice from anyone, I think. Nor advice, maybe, definitely not command. Advice, I'll have to say, if someone, my dad. But still, I think more advice from projects that have been made, or sports, like looking at bigger sports and see what they do and stuff like that. But if I had to mention a person, I'll say that.
So you take more inspiration than advice, and it would be fair to say.
Exactly. Exactly. I think more about, okay, they did that. That looks pretty good. That's why they did it. And try to replicate it instead of advice from someone. I look more at, as you say, projects than really advice. Let's put it this way.
All right. Excellent. All right. What is something you love that is vintage?
Cars. You'll know that I have a big army truck, 6x6, and that's pretty vintage. So vintage car, I think, or vintage car and vintage movies almost. You know, I mean, it's not a secret that movies in the 90s, if you can call them vintage, are much better than movies nowadays. So cars and movies.
In the 90s, I mean, and even going back to the 80s, the films kind of had that little bit of graininess, that little bit of roughness to it that kind of just made them pop out a little bit, more so then than they do now, in my humble opinion. I don't know whether you share that or not.
No, definitely. I mean, it made it that it had a bit more of a charm to it, let's put it this way. You were more in tune with the movie instead of 24K movie right now.
All right, then. So, and you do actually have a collection of cameras in your house, as a matter of fact, so you could probably draw upon that as being quote unquote vintage.
Exactly. Yeah, we got we can do you the 1940 movies, the 1950 movies, the 1960 movies. we got a couple vintage camera. But what I like the most is, yeah, I'll say cars and movies, and yeah, vintage camera, I'll take it for sure.
All right, then. So let's continue right along. Okay, how would you describe yourself to a blind person in 5 words or less?
Tall, skinny, blonde. I got 2 words left.
It's those last two, isn't it?
Allergic and picky.
Okay. All right, then. I'll take a stab at answering this for myself. Bald, fat, ugly, medium height. And I'm looking for that last word, so I'm probably just going to leave that out there, if I'm being honest. But there you go. All right, let's continue. I told you these questions were out the ordinary.
The person's going to be happy he's blind after all your description.
I don't know what that blind person's going to take away. He'll probably walk off into the next room and hopefully won't hit the door on the way out. But there you go. All right. There you go. All right, then. Here's a good one. And I think you might actually have an answer for this one. Do you have anything autographed by a celebrity?
Have I ever had anything autographed by a celebrity? Yes. Snow skier Didier Kirsch autographed my skis. Jordan Belfort, known as the Wolf of Wall Street, autographed me a picture. I had Chris Parrish autographed my hat. I believe Freddie signed me something. Freddie Winter also signed me something.
Between Manon and Freddie, they signed the skis that we gave away at the end of Swiss,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, they signed the skis we gave away, but they signed me something. I usually, at every European, I make the podium, sign the tournament t-shirt. So yeah, definitely star in our sport ahead, but star at Southern Sport. Yeah, Wolf of Wall Street, Jordan Belfort, and then Didier Kirsch, a famous snow skier. And Tina Maze, also a famous snow skier. This, I think, is the highest I got.
Okay. Me, for my part, I've never been the one that's gone out and hunted for autographs for anything, if we're being honest. You know, it's probably like the first thing that I'd lose if I moved out from an apartment or something like that, you know, so not something that I attach an awful lot of sentimentality to, but each to his own, of course. All right, then. So let's continue.
You're gonna be the man signing autograph if you keep going like that.
Okay.
Get ready.
Oh, there you go. All right, then. Let's have a look and see. Another question. Have you ever given a present to someone that you hated or disliked?
Have I ever given a present to someone I hated or disliked?
Now you don't have to reveal the person for obvious reasons, but But you can at least tell us the gift.
I want to say yes. But to be honest, I don't think so. I have a tendency to only stick to the person I like, I guess. Let me think. I'm not always the happiest dude to make presents. I don't think I gave any present to someone I don't like. No, I don't think so, to be honest. Can't think of anything.
Okay. And I'm pretty much the same way as well, if I'm being honest. But there you go. Here's a great question, and I think that you would really relish this one. What famous celebrity chef would you want to cater your dinner party?
What celebrity chef would I like to cater to my... Well, first of all, the chef needs to make sure he's got his whole gluten-free stuff figured out, because as some people may know, I am as allergic as it gets. So once you got those things figured out, I would choose. Well, I don't think I'll take any celebrity chef. I think I'll take the chef from one of the couple restaurants that I like in Europe. So I don't think I'll take any TV chefs. I don't, on top of this, know any particular TV chef. But I'll take, I got a restaurant in Italy. If I could steal the chef, I think I'll steal the chef and keep it for my own.
So you wouldn't trust a celebrity chef as far as you could throw them?
No, I'll stick with the... I think a chef is the man behind the scene. I think if you don't know him, he's doing a better job. If he spends time on TV, well, he should spend more time on the kitchen.
All right, some very profound words. I thought you'd actually go for someone like Saltby, the Turkish chef that's famous for his steaks, and obviously there isn't too much gluten associated with that.
Well, I'll give it a try. I'll let you go.
Yeah, he's overpriced, though, as a matter of fact, if I'm being honest. Okay, so what's the nicest thing a stranger has ever done for you?
The nicest thing a stranger done for me. Pulled me out of the street when a car almost ran over me. I was on the phone. I was about to walk. I didn't see there was a car, and the guy just pulled me out. So I didn't get hit by the car. So I think that's pretty nice. Saved my life. Definitely save a broken leg or a broken arm or something.
Have you ever seen the video for Nickelback Saving Me?
No.
Yeah, that reminds me of that video. You should watch that music video. That sounds very, very reminiscent of that scenario that you just described there. So yeah, I want. And for me, the nicest thing the stranger's done for me, I can't really recall, if I'm being honest, from my standpoint. But anyway, for those of you that are tuned into this podcast right now, this is essentially a trailer for what you can expect from the pro skiers that we've been interviewing. We've got over 25 skiers that we've interviewed for the next few episodes of the TWBC podcast, and just giving them a little bit of a taste of some really oddball, some out of the ordinary questions, you know, that delve into their psyche. And Vincent Stadelbauer has kindly, at short notice, participated in this little trailer, as it were. So we'll go with two more questions before we put a cap on this one. But if you were going if they were going to name a street sign after you, what would you want the name to be?
If they were going to put a street sign after me, what would I call the street? I would call it TWBC. That's what I would call it. I would put it in the middle of New York. And I would put another sign that says tune in and a third sign that says our YouTube channel. That's what I do.
That's pretty good. No, nothing like Stadelbauer Boulevard or something like that. Something that rolls off the tongue.
Oh, TWBC, boom. In the middle of New York, imagine. They're a great sign.
Yes.
Free advertisement.
In the greatest city in the world. There we go.
Exactly.
All right, then. Let's see if I can see. And this is the last question, I promise you. Have you ever accidentally injured anyone?
Yes. Yes, yes, yes.
Expand.
I injured a couple of people, unfortunately. No, I injured two people. I injured two people that I can... Well, I injured my brother countless amount of time when we were fighting back home, but I think he injured me even more than I injured him. So we had a tendency to fight with each other all the time. But I injured. It was an accident. A friend in lower school when we were in Switzerland playing hockey. We kind of knocked each other out and he fell on the floor and broke his arm. So I somewhat injured him. And then we injured the great Will Asher this summer during a photo shoot. There was a mistiming and he hit a wake and he hurt himself. So yeah, I injured people.
All right then.
Unfortunately.
Accidentally. Let's put that out there. Aside from the little fights that you had between you and your older brother Benny, but
accidentally.
All right then.
Benny was the only one that it wasn't an accident. When we were fighting, the more I could hurt him, the better, and vice versa. So, but yeah, the rest accidents.
All right then. Okay. Well, Vincent, thanks a lot for participating in this this little bit of a trailer that's going to preview the very first episode proper of the TWBC podcast. You should be able to hear that episode coming up around about Christmas time. So some of the world's top water ski athletes, you'll hear their answers to such oddball questions. It's going to be a different stack of questions, mind you, but from what you've heard, I think you've got a pretty good idea of what you can expect whenever that first episode airs around about Christmas time. So thanks a lot to Vincent. You enjoyed that little Winquisition?
Yeah, perfect. Thanks a lot, Tony. And for everyone that's going to listen during Christmas, Merry Christmas. Hope you'll be tuning in for more pro event next year, and we can't wait to deliver a good product.
All right, then. Thank you very much indeed, Vincent. And that brings to a conclusion this podcast from TWBC. If you want to find out more about the podcast or want to get in touch with me, you can email me at podcast@waterskibroadcasting.com. That's podcast@waterskibroadcasting.com. So for me and the rest of the crew at TWBC, I bid you good night, as it were, from Baton Rouge, and look forward to having you hear us on the TWBC podcast around Christmas time, where you'll hear the skiers, the pro skiers, air their answers to oddball questions. Until then, I say ciao for now.
Thank you for listening to the TWBC podcast. Be sure to check out our website at waterskibroadcasting.com. Links to our presence on major social media platforms can be found there, as well as updates to our webcast and this podcast. Duplication or rebroadcasting of this broadcast without written consent of TWBC is prohibited. Subscribe to us on your favorite podcast platform and be sure to join us next time for the next edition of the TWBC podcast.